And welcome to another edition of Public Perspectives here on AM 1340 KXEO. And we are celebrating 70 years on the air here in 2018. And we have a terrific guest this morning. Miss Colonel Sandy Karsten with the Missouri Highway Patrol is in the studio, and we want to extend a welcome to you.
Well, thank you, and good morning, and congratulations on your 70 years. That is an awesome accomplishment for the radio station.
Well, thank you so much. And we want to congratulate you, too, as you have become the, I believe, the first woman superintendent of the Missouri Highway Patrol. Is that correct?
I am. In our 86-year history, I am the first female to hold this rank.
Well, that is outstanding and exciting. And if you would, for folks who don't know who you are, give a little introduction, if you could.
Originally, I'm from North Missouri, a place called Unionville, Missouri, and I attended college at Truman State University and then was fortunate enough to be hired by the patrol in 1985. I've worked throughout Central Missouri, Fulton, Audrain County, as well as General Headquarters. I've been in Human Resources in our Technical Services Bureau and Administrative Services Bureau, and now serving as the superintendent.
Now, if I understand it right, you had a little bit of time that you worked here in Audrain County. Is that correct?
I did. I was in Audrain County from 94 to the spring of 97.
And where did you work at when you were here in Audrain County?
Throughout the whole county. I was the zone sergeant here. And this county has five troopers assigned to it. And so I was responsible for the highway patrol in this county.
Wow, outstanding. So you were basically, how were you elected? Do they have a voting?
Actually, I was appointed by Governor Greitens on February 1st of 2017 and then confirmed by the Senate in March of that year.
Wow, outstanding, and a big congratulations to you once again. Just a little bit about yourself. Were you always interested in getting into law enforcement?
I was. Whenever I was in high school, I was writing for the school paper, and I was assigned to write an article on the Missouri State Highway Patrol Cadet Patrol Academy, and that struck a chord with me. And it's a program that is sponsored by the American Legion in conjunction with the patrol, and we bring 16 to 18-year-old students into the patrol academy for a week in the summertime. And it's overseen by the American Legion, but we put them through a week of recruit training. And so I was fortunate enough that I was selected to attend that program when I was 17 years old. And whenever I saw what the patrol was about and the professionalism, that was what I wanted to do. I was fortunate also to be selected to come back the next year as a counselor for the cadet class. And that just solidified my career aspirations at that time. I saw that the patrol was a growing organization, becoming more diverse, and it really interested me. And at the time I came on in 85, there were seven other females on the patrol. Today we have about 68 females as troopers. And then, of course, we have an organization that is very diverse across demographics as well as job duties. We have troopers in gaming boats. We have troopers protecting the governor. We have troopers who are working the road every day, and that's the majority of where our troopers are assigned. But we have a diverse organization, and then we also have the other half of our organization in which we have civilian employees who perform driver's tests, who staff our way stations, who oversee the motor vehicle inspection program and things such as that. So a very diverse organization.
I can imagine in a lot of different departments that are within the Missouri Highway Patrol. I know you guys provide the security detail for the governor. Is that correct?
We do. We have officers that are assigned to the governor or the first family, as we refer to it. Governor Greitens has two sons, and so it involves our officers on a regular basis with his family.
And do you provide security at the state capitol as well?
At different times, yes, during different events. The state capitol is staffed on a regular basis by Capitol Police, but during different times, such as inauguration or the state of the state, there are troopers also supplementing or assisting the Capitol Police at the Capitol.
And sporting events, big sporting events around the state. I know I've been to the Tigers football games and basketball games and seen you guys out, helping with crowd control.
We have a detail of officers assigned to the MU football games as well as their basketball games in the wintertime. And it's a nice showcase for the patrol. It's also a nice exposure for our officers and just a different assignment that they enjoy doing.
Most certainly. So we're talking about the patrol as a whole and all of the departments. How many people do you oversee within the department in total?
Well, today we have 1,254 troopers and 1,126 civilian employees. So it's very large. We operate the state crime lab system, which we have 8 crime labs across the state, and that is staffed by people who have scientific degrees. And there's 90 people in that division. So very, very diverse workforce. We have auto techs who maintain our fleet of vehicles. And it's just very diverse whenever you look at the patrol and what we have people doing. We have human resources specialists. And then we also have a division that the patrol serves as the central repository for all criminal records in the state. So we have our CJIS division, which stands for Criminal Justice Information Services, in which fingerprints, sex offender repository, and different things like that are our responsibility.
And where is the Missouri State Highway Patrol headquartered at?
Our headquarters is in Jefferson City, and then we have 9 troops throughout the state. Our troop here is covered by the Troop F, which is out of Jefferson, it's out of Jefferson City. And then the closest one here also is Troop B Macon. So it's just to the north here. And then Audrain County.
Brown over in Macon?
That is Sergeant Brown. He's our public information officer out of Macon. And this Audrain County is situated in at the corner of Troop C, Troop B, and Troop F. So whenever you go to Vandalia, you can certainly cross the county line and be in a different troop there.
So, you know, just wondering, because a lot of times local law enforcement will call the highway patrol to come in and help investigate certain cases. How does that work? Do they give you the call, or do you offer your services to them, or how does that
The patrol has a division of drug and crime control, which is the criminal investigative side. And when requested by the sheriff or prosecutor or local chief, we will come in and assist with an investigation. And we see that on a regular basis statewide, whether it's a special investigation or whether it's a homicide, we will certainly assist the local agencies. And that's what I see throughout my travels in the state, is that the patrol has a lot of support in local areas, whether it's in community or whether it's local law enforcement. The support for officers is tremendous and sometimes overwhelming. You see it especially here in Audrain County with the Trooper Bava accident. The support that was shown and the outpouring was very heartwarming, but that's also reflective of the respect that law enforcement has in Audrain County, whether it's the Sheriff's Department or the patrol. We view ourselves as one, and we work very close together.
Very good. And talk a little bit about the I guess it's not a headquarters, but the station over in Kingdom City with the Highway Patrol there.
Our zone is headquartered there at the Firefighters Memorial in the City Hall at Kingdom City. And that's where I worked out of a lot of years as a young trooper. Used to be a scale house there at Kingdom City. It was called F1. And that was where our zone office was. But those officers are responsible for Callaway County all the way down to New Bloomfield. So the interstate keeps them primarily busy, but they are responsible for the entire county there.
Absolutely. Well, I think what we'll do is we'll take our first break here on Public Perspectives. We'll catch our breath, and we'll come right back for segment number 2 with Colonel Sandy Karsten with the Missouri Highway Patrol, Public Perspectives, AM 1340 KXEO. And welcome back to our second segment of Public Perspectives here on AM 1340 KXEO. And a special guest in our studio this morning is Colonel Sandy Karsten with the Missouri Highway Patrol. And we are so glad that you made the trip. And we covered a lot of ground there in the first segment, learning a little bit about you and the Highway Patrol. One major thing I guess a lot of people may be curious about is funding, because we know all of the cars and the personnel that you have. So what kind of budget are you guys working with at the Highway Patrol?
The patrol receives most of our funding from the highway fund or the road fund. We were started in 1931, and our primary mission is traffic safety on the highways. That was what our mission was tasked in 1931, and it has remained. It's been expanded over the years, and with those expansions comes different funding sources as well. And so in 2011, the Water Patrol was merged into the Highway Patrol, and with that came the Water Patrol funding, and also, I mentioned earlier, our Division of Drug and Crime Control, they're general revenue funded as well as the Governor's Security Unit. So our gaming officers are funded by the gaming boats. And so we have a diverse, makeup in our budget, but 71% of our funding in FY18, we received $240 million from the road fund. On the general revenue side, about 10% of our funding comes from that. And I mentioned the crime lab. There's some criminal records funds for CDIS as well as the crime lab fund. So there's a diverse funding sources. And one of the big topics across state government has been the highway fund and transportation funding going forward into the future. And I sat with the 21st Century Task Force on Transportation, and they just came out with a report on January 2nd. And there were several recommendations in there. But one of the things that surfaced on a regular basis in task force meetings was the primary seatbelt law and how 64% of the people who were killed in traffic crashes in 2017 were unbuckled. And so we see that as a very important safety measure that people can take to keep themselves safe on the roadways.
Absolutely. As far as the budget goes, is the Highway Patrol okay with the budget, or could it always? I'm sure it always could be bigger if that is. But are you guys making do with what you have?
We are, and you know, we recognize the budgetary issues and constraints that the legislature as well as the governor's office are facing. And one of the fortunate things that we were able to receive last year was tasers. It was an appropriation that was sponsored by Governor Greitens, and certainly provided our officers with another tool for them to address some of the issues that they may face at work. And also, our salaries, state government as a whole is not competitive with many of their counterparts in other state agencies surrounding Missouri. But the patrol is no different. We see law enforcement and public safety taxes in St. Louis County being passed to fund law enforcement there. And so we try to remain competitive, but we see that our salaries are in many cases lagging behind those of our counterparts in the three largest agencies in the state.
And one major thing that really affects Missouri as a whole is the opioid crisis. And whatever you guys carry the life-saving medication for somebody who is actually on the drugs?
We do. Some of our officers do. We do not have it all for every trooper on the road, but our officers who would encounter opioid use on a frequent basis, we looked at where most of the overdoses are occurring throughout the state, and we tried to position those Narcan doses in those areas. We are participating in the MoHope project, which required training for our officers, and it also provides them with information to give to citizens who may be encountering a family member who has an addiction there.
Is this something that's on the priority list of the Highway Patrol to try and get education out there about the dangers of opioids?
It is. It is. There are many different programs throughout state government in Missouri as well as throughout the nation that are being utilized to combat this crisis. But one of the biggest things is just the addiction that people get into that may not realize it whenever they're prescribed prescription medication for some malady and then end up the malady is cured but not the addiction.
Absolutely. So I know you have some statistics that you can go over with us possibly here this morning. From 2017, we're pretty fresh into 2018 here. But as far as last year, if you can go over the amount of traffic crashes that you guys responded to.
In 2017, there were 927 fatal crashes or actually fatalities in Missouri on the roadways. And as I said earlier, 64% of those that were killed were unbuckled. And so we see that as a big issue. But one of the other issues that we see is distracted driving. Texting and driving is becoming a common thing that you see on the way up here. I saw a person reading a book and it was
disturbing.
It was disturbing, yeah. So, you know, it's difficult to multitask and drive. You have to have your mind focused on the job of driving in order to be safe. And we all want our roadways to be safe. And whenever my sons go out, I always tell them to watch out for the three D's, and that's distracted drivers, drunks, and deer. And so I think that we focus on our own safety And we always say we have to watch out for the other guy. But whenever you're texting or whenever you're utilizing something other than a hands-free device in your car, that is impacting your attention to the detail of driving.
Three children that live
in here? I have two sons, actually. Uh-huh. Our oldest son is 21. He is in college at Rolla, and our youngest son is 18. He's in college at State Tech. Our oldest son was born whenever I was here in the Audrain County area. So a lot of family ties, a lot of support was given to our family at that time. And certainly something that I think shows that you can have a career and a family at the same time. So my husband was a wrestling coach and just retired last year, so he continues to volunteer different places and to substitute teach at different times.
Now, where was he a wrestling coach at?
He was a wrestling coach at Fulton as well as in Blair Oaks.
Okay, so. Well, that's touching a lot of our listening area there for sure in Fulton, so yeah, that's exciting news. My two boys, my younger one especially, is really enjoying the wrestling, so that's outstanding to hear about his coaching. But I think what we'll do is we'll take our second break here on Public Perspectives, and we'll come back for our third and final segment with Colonel Sandy Karsten with the Missouri Highway Patrol on Public Perspectives on AM 1340 KXEO. And welcome back to our third and final segment here on Public Perspectives. This morning's guest is Colonel Sandy Karsten with the Missouri Highway Patrol. She's been so gracious to come into the studio here with us, and there's still a whole lot of ground that we would like to cover with you. So, first of all, we were going into statistics last segment before I got distracted, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about the drowning and boating fatalities from 2017.
In 2011, the Water Patrol, as I mentioned earlier, was merged into the Highway Patrol, and so that is part of the patrol's duties. And in 2017, we had 10 boating fatalities and 52 drowning incidents in the state. And in 2018, I'm happy to say we haven't had any boating fatalities or drowning incidents up to this point. But that is certainly an area of the patrol that we see a lot of focus in, especially during the summer months. But we provide boater's ed, which is required for those born after 1984 to be able to operate a personal watercraft or a boat on our waterways. And so we see that as another area in which officers are, you know, have a career opportunity, and we talk about the career opportunities that the patrol has, and we're always recruiting for the next generation of troopers. We're always recruiting for the next generation of patrol employees, period. But one of the things that the patrol has to offer is a statewide presence. And I know that many people think that, oh, if I join the Highway Patrol, I have to move from my residence. And we're trying to do better at assigning people now so that they may be closer to their hometown or maybe closer to where they prefer to live than in years past. Whenever I came on, I mentioned earlier I was from Unionville, Missouri, and I agreed to live anywhere in the state, and I was assigned to Fulton, my first assignment. And so we are trying to get people closer to their homes, and so I don't want the statewide presence to dissuade people from applying for the patrol. And likewise, we have many married troopers and married to another trooper, and so we try to work with their family situation as best we can to assign them to work in an area where it's conducive for their relationship to continue.
Most certainly, and you do have plenty of positions available in the Highway Patrol?
Oh, we do. We just started a class here in January. We have that class will graduate in June, and we're always, you know, getting ready for the next class. And so we'll start another class in July, and we see, you know, between now and 2020, a large number of troopers that will be eligible for retirement. Whether they will actually retire or not remains to be seen, but we're always looking at our numbers to see what we need to be bringing in the door to replace troopers.
And as I understand it from talking to you off the air, Unionville is actually a pretty strong point for recruiting.
It is. I'm very proud to say I am the third superintendent from Unionville. Colonel Roger Stottemeyer back in the 70s, and then Colonel Brett Johnson was here. He was my predecessor, and so We also have eight troopers. I'm one of eight troopers who are from Unionville. So we have a very strong recruiting presence, but people ask what it is, and I say that it's a work ethic of rural Missouri, and that's not just Unionville. That's all across the state, in which many of our rural areas produce great troopers, produce great law enforcement officers.
Now, tell everybody where Unionville is, because I was a little confused before, but I think you described it pretty well.
Yeah, Unionville is northwest of Kirksville. It's south of the Iowa line, and it's in the central part of the state.
Right on. So growing up in Unionville, what maybe tell us a little bit about who's been your biggest influence in life.
Well, of course, my parents would be. They were both farmers, and I learned the rural background, the strong work ethic, and to get along with people. And they, you know, also instilled a strong sense of faith and spirituality there. And so that comes into play many times in my job now, and certainly as my career has progressed throughout the patrol. But another person, and I mentioned him earlier, and that would be my husband. So he and I met on a blind date in Fulton. We were set up by some people that knew both of us, and so we've been married now for 26 years, and he is a great partner, very supportive of me and my career, and me likewise of him whenever he was still working.
Well, how awesome is that? I'd love to hear those kinds of stories. Kind of switching gears a little bit, maybe talk a little bit about what you think maybe some of the major problems that you guys see out there every day whenever you're dealing with folks out on the highway.
Well, of course, I mentioned seatbelt use and distracted drivers, but I would be remiss if I didn't mention drunk drivers and those impaired by drugs. What we're seeing now is in some of the states that have legalized marijuana for recreational use, we're seeing people travel to those states and then travel back through Missouri with their purchases. And so we do have officers that have interdicted several on Interstate 70 with large amounts of marijuana and other drugs that they have acquired in their visits to other states. So what we're seeing now is an uptick in the drug driving as well. And one of the ways that we're combating that in the patrol is we are sending more officers to drug recognition expert training so that they're able to detect those clues of drug usage as well as alcohol usage.
Absolutely. Some of the major dangers facing your troopers whenever they're out there on the water and the highway?
Well, the biggest one is distracted driving. In 2017, we had eight officers who were on the shoulder of the road and who were struck by a person who wasn't paying attention, whether it was texting, whether it was just not paying attention to their driving, or whether it was drunk driving. They all have returned to work except for one now. So that is one of the dangers that we face on the shoulder of the road, and that's where our office is on the shoulder, and that's where we do most of the work. That's where we do a lot of our contacts. And so we would ask that people, whenever they see those red and blue lights on the shoulder, whether it's a patrol car, whether it's an ambulance, that they slow down and move over, which is required by law.
Absolutely. Anything else that you would like to share with us this morning?
Well, in 2017, the patrol celebrated 25 years as an accredited law enforcement agency, and part of being accredited as an agency is reviewing your policies on a regular basis, but the other part is also conducting a public opinion survey, and we conducted that in 2017 as required by our CALEA standards, and I'm happy to say that 91.2% of the respondents rated the job performance of the patrol as excellent or good, and then 92.8% rated patrol employees as good or excellent in their competence and their contact with them, so the professional demeanor as well as their interaction left people with a positive taste in their mouth. And I'm very happy with that. That's our troopers who are out there every day contacting folks. That's our driver examiners who are giving driver's tests every day. So I'm very happy with that and the people that responded there. But some of the concerns that were expressed in the public opinion survey were also similar to what we've talked about, and that is distracted driving and drunk driving.
Outstanding. And how did they take that survey? Was it through the mail or email or a little bit of
both? It was a link on our website, and we issued press releases to direct people to that, to take that survey.
So, outstanding. Always good to keep in contact and get feedback from the public. And we've covered quite a bit of ground here, and my mind goes from one place to the other, so I'm trying to make sure that we've covered everything we want to cover here this morning.
I think we have, except I just want to say that the patrol, we've talked about it, is a diverse organization that offers career opportunities for many different people with different interests. You know, we have a criminal analysis unit that if you think that maybe law enforcement as a job, as an officer, isn't for you, maybe you want to support, we have people who do that as well. You know, I mentioned the crime lab with our criminalists, and they are testifying in court. They aren't working cases as fast as you see a CSI, but they are working cases in which support law enforcement, and that's 80% of our caseload in our crime lab is supporting local law enforcement, not just patrol cases. So that's something we're very proud of. We're here to serve the citizens of Missouri and especially Audrain County. And I tell you, whenever I was up here in this area, I felt the support for law enforcement that I know some people, if you pay attention to the media, that at different times you may question the support of law enforcement by some of the stories that you see. But by and large, law enforcement is supported across the state by many people.
And you make a lot of appearances around the state of Missouri now to speak at organizations?
I do. I have spoke at different places. I speak, well, I have an engagement with the Martin Luther King Day in Jeff City, as well as St. Louis, different areas. So I do travel across the state in different meeting with different groups and certainly with different sheriffs and police chiefs.
I saw you recently in Moberly at the Pachyderms over there.
I was.
At Nellie's. And so what is your favorite food, just on the lighter side?
Oh, you know, I grew up on a farm, and so anytime I can have a piece of steak, why, that's always a great meal for me.
Can't go wrong
so
with that.
That's exactly right.
Right on. Well, we want to thank you so much for coming into our studio here and helping us celebrate 70 years on the air here at KXEO. We are very gracious for your appearance here this morning. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to be here, and I wish you a happy anniversary, and I wish you another successful 70 years.
Absolutely, and we hope to stay into contact with you in the upcoming months and years. And this has been another edition of Public Perspectives on AM 1340 KXEO.